It's the Last Call podcast with Chris Michaels. We're going to do some terrestrial radio. We're going to try to hit the post. So this is probably going to be about 10 minutes. Go over to James O'Keefe's profile over on X and listen to the most recent undercover video that came out. This stooge started to talk about who's really in charge in the White House. And this guy comes from the Small Business Administration. So these people, they're all pretty much appointed their positions. This guy that's being recorded, his name is Tyler Robinson. And what he goes through is who's really in charge over there at the White House. Now, you kind of understand this. Every single president is always going to have somebody else really pulling the strings, like a chief of staff. Look at Rahm Emanuel, that was under Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and all the rest, right? He's a very, very powerful person. And then look into Rahm Emanuel's brother, another extremely powerful person, and then look into their father. That person is a degenerate, if you do any research on him. But they're the ones pulling the strings. So Mr. Robinson is essentially saying the same thing. Jeffrey Zients is the guy, chief of staff, or I forgot his exact name, or exact position over there, but he's the one that's doing everything. This person that was recorded, he said that this Jeffrey Zients is just as powerful as Joseph Biden, if not more powerful than Joseph Biden, because he's the one that pulls all the strings and gets everybody together and coordinates everybody. So Jeffrey Zients is the real brains behind all of it. Now, who is this guy? Well, he's served under Barack Obama. He's served under, I believe, Bill Clinton. The guy is a swamp rat up to his eyeballs. This guy lives under damp logs, probably eats grubs and rotten fruit. And this is the person that's responsible for what you see the Biden administration putting out and what's going on in America today. That guy. And then Mr. Robinson reveals in this undercover video that, oh, they speak to Hillary Clinton almost every day. And then he names the person that probably is speaking to Hillary Clinton. Barack Obama? Oh, sure, we speak to him every day too. So you now have confirmation of things that we've already known about for a very long time. And that is Joseph Biden really isn't doing anything. He's not in charge. He's got other people making policy for him. And that's why you see all these radical agendas being pushed through, laws not maintained, laws not observed, even though it's the responsibility of the federal government. And Mr. Robinson even spills the beans and says, even though we're not allowed to campaign for Joseph Biden, people in our group, we do it anyway. And they go around and they visit Democrat politicians that are up for election and all the rest. So once again, you've got people breaking the law. This is not going to go anywhere because the media is extremely friendly to the people that Mr. Robinson is spilling the beans on. And that is once again another example of the extreme bias in the media today. I mean, it doesn't get any worse than that, don't you think? So now we've got to worry about, well, we don't have to worry about it. They're going to do it anyway. And that's Speaker Johnson just pushing through tens of billions of dollars for everybody in the world except Americans, and not a penny to do anything about the southern border with Mexico. This guy is supposed to be the bulwark that is fighting against all of these radical agendas coming out of the Biden administration. He was put there because McCarthy couldn't get it done and he was slicing deals with the Democrats. So this guy, Speaker Johnson, he's going to put his foot down and nobody is going to be spending a dime unless the Republican demands are hurt. Well, I mean, this guy rolled over like a fat, greasy sow. He's not going to do anything. When it comes to war and funding weapons and funding more death, do not expect any resistance from either side of the aisle. Democrats, Republicans, they all love the idea of going around and bombing people all across the planet. They're giving money to Gaza. They're giving money to Israel. They're giving money to the Ukraine and lots of it. Now, here's the little tidbit that not a lot of people know about that little Ukraine handout. It's being marketed as a loan to the Ukraine. Well, who's ever going to be the president? Well, it will be Joseph Biden after Election Day. I believe the day is November 15th. Joseph Biden can say, well, we're just going to write off 50% of this loan so that the Ukrainians don't have to repay it. So that's like $30 billion just gone down the tubes, and you're never going to see it again. And then later on, I believe in 2025, Joseph Biden or Donald Trump, they can write down the other half and just squash that part of the loan. So in 2025, oh, we're just going to say the loan doesn't count, wipe it out. There's another $30 billion that everybody gets over in the Ukraine to be money laundered back to the defense companies like Boeing and Northrop Grumman and God knows what other company out there. And, you know, the Ukrainian oligarchs get to line their pockets and buy mansions in Italy or Miami. I think there's a couple of guys that buy things in Morocco, too. So everybody's going to win on this one, don't you think? Meanwhile, us ham and eggers, we have to still pay more at the pump. We still have to pay more at the food store. I mean, God forbid, most basic Americans actually have a true problem where they need to shell out $1,000. Most people out there, they don't have that kind of money to shore them up until the next paycheck. So they are literally one calamitous event away from utter poverty. That's not what America is about. America, really, most voters, let's be honest, they just want to make enough money to put a little bit of the money in the bank, help their family so that they can live comfortably, not even live well. Most Americans don't have a very high target for what they believe in. And maybe go on a vacation a couple of times a year with the kids and also put some money away for college for their kids. That's all Americans really want out of their existence. I mean, it's very nice. It's not something that I would strive for. I have a little bit of a loftier goal for myself. But that's it. That's all they want. And they're not getting it. And then the Biden administration and Democrats like Jeffrey Zients and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, they're all giving this money away. How could anybody vote for these people? It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And then you got the guy in charge, supposedly in charge, this mumble-mouthed dotard that can't even remember how to tie his shoes. He was out there the other day talking about his uncle. And his uncle, well, Second Lieutenant Ambrose Bosey Finnegan Jr. And he was shot down during World War II. According to Biden, he was eaten by cannibals. He didn't say it once. He said it a couple of times. So he goes, he was a hell of an athlete. You know, Biden doesn't speak like that. He was a hell of a that. I can't do his voice. I'm not old enough. They tell me when he was a kid, he flew those single engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. And he got shot down in New Guinea. They never found the body because there were a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea. Oh, yes. Now we're going along with headhunters from New Guinea. I mean, this guy sounds like he's trying to remember something from his childhood from a dime store novel where you had all of these pulp novels out there that talked about, you know, you need to get the femme fatale, wrestle the 80-foot python, and then fight Tyrannosaurus Rexes in the inner earth before you get to kiss the girl. I mean, this guy is so ridiculously removed from reality, he should be nowhere. And I mean nowhere near any nuclear weapon, any weapon of mass destruction. This guy should not be touching it. This guy should be completely removed from everything out there. That's it. And this guy is on the ballot. And they're supposed to be saying that, oh, he's the best thing for this country. Who buys this? Whoever buys this? And we, basic Americans, we are the smart ones here. We're capable of critical thought, and we do know better. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise, because you're able to read through the nonsense. You'll be able to see through the nonsense, and you can educate them on a few things. Well, maybe you can't. They're so ingrained with their propaganda, they can't give it up. So that's it. I told you I was going to play Let's Beat the Clock. We're going to hit the post. We're going to make sure that we're on time. 10 minutes. It's the Last Call podcast with Chris Michaels. As always, you can find me on America and Bolden on Fridays. We do a weekly wrap-up with Greg Bolden. And then my other show on the America Out Loud Network, Unleashed with Chris Michaels. That's Monday at 7 p.m. I will be back next week.